Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. And today, we don't just release an idea, we publish a doctrine, a framework, a new covenant for nations. Because in an age where trust fractures quickly, it takes a different kind of courage to codify parity. Not escalation, not advantage, but parity, anchored in law, verified in systems, and covenantally preserved across generations. This is not theory. This is not speculation. This is doctrine, rendered operational. And today we unveil the doctrine of strategic parity, published, filed, simulated, treaty ready. This is parity as infrastructure, as foresight, as covenantal stewardship, leadership accountable to generations. It is how we stabilize nations. It is how we preserve trust. It is how we walk in wisdom before conflict ever begins. Let me be clear about what this doctrine is and what it is not. This is not political posturing. This is not a monopolistic patent. This is not coercive leverage. This is a sovereign compatible operating system. This is a simulation grade framework for election integrity and conflict prevention. This is a treaty aligned covenant that makes trust reproducible and evidence admissible. At its center is its first deployment, singular vote election system, the world's first universally adoptable electoral framework bridging advanced democracies and developing states alike. It is the first systems architecture to harmonize electoral design with treaty law, critical infrastructure doctrine, and collective security frameworks. It protects, it preserves, it prepares. This is not abstract. This is live, deployable today for allies and non-allies alike. Because peace is not the silence after conflict. Peace is stewardship. Peace is wisdom made operational. Here's what this changes. Mexico, cartel operations lose nearly $900 million each year. During elections, singular vote neutralizes 40 to 50% of cartel coercive power. For the first time, a doctrine doesn't just chase cartel money. It dismantles their ability to buy democracy itself by cutting nearly half of their electoral power. This is the largest step in history to ensure Mexico's elections are free from cartel control. Georgia, secured as a NATO corridor, it stabilizes more than its own democracy. It generates a $1.3 to $2.0 billion annual GDP lift across the Black Sea-Caspian Basin. Even Russia gains $279 to $479 million. Even Iran gains $80 to $122 million. But for the first time, NATO expansion becomes not zero-sum, but an engine of shared prosperity. South Africa, Singular vote compresses disputes from 30 days to 3 days. Trust is restored. Crime costs fall, and the Pan-African Maritime Trade Corridor stabilizes when the Suez runs dark. Trust becomes currency. Stability becomes Africa's trade advantage. South Africa saves 110 to 115 billion each year, with a further 198 to 270 $7 billion GDP lift by collapsing dispute windows and cutting unrest. Japan? Singular vote compresses allied disputes from weeks to 3 days, cutting unrest-linked maritime disruptions by 5 to 7%. The result? Naval cost avoidance benefits of $110 billion to $860 billion annually, plus $1.1 to $1.6 billion in manufacturing output from 2 million units produced. That means 6,000 to 10,000 jobs for Japan and a GDP lift of nearly 2x. Trust is secured, stability manufactured, the Indo-Pacific corridor strengthened. Scaled across NATO, ASEAN, and the African Union, and the dividend doesn't just add up, it compounds. Over the next decade, the lift surpasses $2.5 trillion at mid-range adoption and climbs even higher as nations align. This is what happens when stability isn't just simulated, it's shared. This is how parity becomes preservation. This is how prevention becomes readiness. This is how trust endures. But this isn't just about money, it's about speed. What slows escalation accelerates readiness. By compressing dispute cycles, by anchoring every ballot in evidentiary ledgers, by making training itself a self-authenticating record, parity becomes faster than propaganda, faster than unrest, faster than fear. And with that speed, something new has emerged. It establishes the world's first renewable climate financial instrument, linking democratic technology adoption to reforestation in a perpetual, non-appropriated framework that generates measurable stabilization dividends at scale, with 55 nations adopting. This offsets 83 to 108 million metric tons of CO2 every 4 years, turning trust itself into climate security. When wisdom becomes design and stewardship becomes law, even pace, the pace of peace, learns to move quickly. This doctrine doesn't just pass simulations. It passes law. It is a Harvard law anchored under the federal rules of evidence. It is MIT grade reproducible. It is RAND validated against adversarial compromise. It is treaty compliant before the UN, OSCE, AU, and OAS. Not built on politics, but built on burden. The burden leaders carry when their choices echo across centuries. This is biblical stewardship, the call to preserve what God has entrusted to us. Parity not born of fear, but a fear of what happens when leaders fail to preserve. This is parity written in law. This is sovereignty anchored in covenant. This is how righteousness governs. We are entering a convergence cycle. Taiwan, the Sahel, Eastern Europe, the Arctic. Until now, the world had no lawful playbook for preservation. Trust was scarce. Trust was fragile. Trust had no foundation. Now it does. This doctrine equips the UN and NATO. It strengthens CENTCOM and AFRICOM and steadies EU peacekeeping forces. It gives nations a new shared operational grammar, not to simulate war, but to simulate wisdom. This is not the art of war. This is the architecture of peace. This doctrine was written for my daughters, for Eva, Gianna, and yours. It was not written to win. It was written to preserve. To protect what God has entrusted. To prove that restraint, when written in law, becomes the most powerful force in defending peace. To Ambassador Stevens, this honors you. To the American people, this protects you. To the nations, this prepares you. You can read the Doctrine of Strategic Parity now, published globally on SSRN. This is not collapse. This is not decay. This is preservation. This is how generational trust endures. Read the doctrine. Share the vision. Deploy the peace. Stay tuned for the next episode of the White Paper, where we introduce the Panama Canal Resilience Accord, an offer to the Republic of Panama, projected to yield $25 billion in systemic resilience and shared prosperity. This is the White Paper. And this is just the beginning.